This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Do you realize how close we are to the start of the new school year?
Very close, and I'm sure a lot of kids aren't liking just how close it is.
I bet some of the kids could tell you right down to the second
the
how
date,
close they are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Most of them. You know, isn't it funny? It used to be we always knew when school got out.
Yeah.
We knew the last day of the school year. All you had to do was ask. A lot of these kids these days, I ask them, when's the last day of school? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's surprising.
If it's
right.
Snow days or what it is.
That's true.
But they're never sure. But when you ask them when the first day of school is, oh, they know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When does your life end? You know,
when's
summer vacation
over, yeah.
They know that date by heart. You don't even have to ask them twice about that. Yeah, a lot of school districts are getting started here this next week.
Wow. That seems crazy.
The 15th. Thursday is a popular day for a lot of school districts around the area to get started. There are several of them here locally that'll be going. So, you're enjoying your final weekend right now of summer vacation if you have a kid in school, or you are a kid who's in school.
Yeah.
College kids will be heading back here in just a few weeks as well, so that transition period is all going to start. Good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
Sure.
Did you like going back to school in the fall when the new semester started, when the new school year started, or did you hate it?
Oh, I didn't absolutely hate it, but I didn't exactly love it either. I mean, it was nice to go back and regularly see all your friends again and that kind of thing. But getting up early, you know, that wasn't the fun part of it.
Are you talking about now or then?
Both.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Well, neither one of us have children who are school age.
No.
So, you know, we don't really follow it all that closely. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's happening right now. And you remember what a hassle it was for the new school year? Do you remember all the things? Did mom take you on that one big shopping trip every year?
Oh, yeah. You get your clothes and school supplies and
shoes.
Yep. That had to be one expensive.
Yeah.
One expensive trip.
Yeah. Think about that now.
Whew. Yeah, I can imagine.
You'll be doing
definitely
that.
Definitely got to go on that no tax day. That...
Yeah. You'll be doing that in a few years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a
you know,
scary.
All those things we used to do. And we used to do that, too. Mom used to take all four boys and march us out. And we're all pretty, you know, we're all real close in age, too. There's me, then my brother is a year younger. I have another one 2 years younger, another one that's 4 years younger. So we're all pretty close in age. We spent a lot of time, all of us, all four of us in school at the same time. So, but Mom, I remember, would march us out. We'd spend usually the morning going out and doing clothes shopping.
Yep.
And then hopefully get that done. And that was quite a task. But then after that, then the afternoon was spent shoe shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I felt bad for Mom. The clothes was one thing, but the shoes, that's a completely different ball of wax. Four boys, shoes, we were interested in that.
You just loved doing that.
Oh, we hated it. And, you know, and you got to a point where it's just, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
It fit. And then you get home, and then you're whining because they don't fit right. Well, they fit right in the store. It's because I didn't want to be in the store anymore.
Right.
You know, I wanted to get out of there. I'm eight, Mom. Come on.
Yeah,
it's time to
go. Yeah, I want
to
go play.
So, it's just, it was never that much fun when we were young kids. Now, I was one of the few. Nowadays, I know a lot of kids have jobs in high school. When I was in school, that was rare. I did have a job, though, and so once I got into high school, I started buying all my own stuff.
Yeah.
I started buying my own clothing and shoes and those kinds of things. So that ended right there. So I'm probably figuring I did Mom and Dad a big favor, especially Mom.
Oh, I'm sure.
A big favor.
Love that,
there.
I bet.
But yeah, going out, we used to get the list of school supplies that you were supposed to go get, things that they said you would need.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that?
I think they still do that. I feel like sometimes when you go in the stores that you'll see like a list for each school.
Well, and of course, I didn't go to public school. I went to Catholic schools. So they also had a list of acceptable clothing for us, too. So we had to know what was acceptable. And like the girls, for example, they had we had dress code. They had dresses. they had uniforms they had to wear. And they usually worked out an arrangement with one of the stores in town that they gave the best deal, and they would... they kind of would bid it out, and that's where, like at our school, like Nativity Grade School, and then Wallert High School, this is the store you go to get your stuff. And there were, I think, 14 Catholic grade schools at the time in Dubuque. So there were a lot of different places you'd go to get the different uniforms, depending upon what school you went to. So, for the girls, it kind of simplified the process a little bit, but you still had to go out and go through the shopping thing. And
I'm sure it wasn't as much fun trying on a bunch of uniforms versus... whatever you want to wear.
Yeah. Well, it didn't take near as long, I'm sure.
Oh, that's true.
You know, when you stop and think about all the things that, you know, leading up to and getting ready for the first day of school, boy, there's a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending upon the age of your children, it's a different kind of hassle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they get into high school, it's just roll them out of bed. That's the big hassle. But otherwise, you know, sometimes it's, you know, there are the anxieties of, you know, new kids and stuff and new school or whatever it might be. But I was looking through a website here from the National Association of School Psychologists. And they list some resources about things to do to get ready for the school year. Now, they talk about a lot of different things, but I thought maybe just focus on a few of these things. You know, one would be, you know, review all of the information that you get. You know, the material the school sends out. Look at it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't set it aside until the night before the first class.
Yeah.
You know, like you used to do your term papers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Don't do that to your children. You know, it includes all kinds of important information. You know, your child's teacher, room numbers, the school supplies you're going to need, sign-up type activities and dates for different things that are going on, school calendar dates, bus transportation, all these kinds of things. So, you know all those things. Also, you know, mark your calendar. Make a note of all the important dates as soon as you find out about them. You know, back-to-school nights, things like that, parent-teacher conference nights, you know, important things like that. Make sure you make all those things. Make copies of all the important stuff, like child's health and emergency information for reference. So all those kinds of things are good to have. So, and buy your school supplies early. You want to get the supplies as early as possible. Fill those backpacks a week or two before school starts. Older children also can help do that, too, because they can help you look through the checklist and stuff. But make sure that you save receipts, too, because sometimes teachers want you to have specific things.
Yeah.
And if you got something similar but not exactly right, you might have to take it back.
Yeah.
You might want to keep those receipts. Here's the biggie. Well, there are a couple of biggies here, but here's the biggie. The first biggie, reestablish bedtime and mealtime routines.
Yep, I remember that.
Remember how slack we used to get with bedtimes and stuff like that when it came to school year or the summer, and then all of a sudden you got to get back at it again in school, and yikes. You want to get that going about a week before school starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't started yet, you need to start now. But get them ready for the change. Talk to them about the benefits of the routines and stuff like that. Don't become overwhelmed with all those things like schoolwork and activities. And also another important thing they put here is turn off the TV. You know, encourage your child to play quiet games, do puzzles, flashcards, color, read, things like that, instead of television. It helps the child ease into the learning process and the school routine. And you want to try to maintain that practice as best you can throughout the school year. You know, television can be distracting for many children. I've seen so many of them with a TV on over here trying to do their homework.
Yeah.
You're not really learning anything.
No.
You're hardly paying attention. But, you know, you want them to be at school better prepared to be engaged and learn every day. You know, you want to visit school with your child, too, especially if they're very young. Minimize the clothes shopping woes. Buy only the essentials. You know, summer clothes are usually fine during the early fall, but be sure to have at least a pair of sturdy shoes, and you might want to check with the school to make sure any dress code guidelines are followed. Common concerns include extremely short skirts and shorts, low-rise pants, bare midriffs, spaghetti strap, halter tops, exposed undergarments, clothing that have antisocial messages, a lot of different things like that. You might want to pay attention to a lot of those kinds of things. Also is to designate and clear out a place where you can do homework. You know, it's nice to have a place to go. That's all you do. You know, you don't really do anything else, whether it be in their room or someplace else in the house. Older children often have the option of studying in their room or a quiet area, but younger children usually need an area in the family room or the kitchen, someplace where an adult can kind of monitor their homework, progress and stuff, a little supervision, a little encouragement, things like that. You want to make sure you have all those things, too. Here's an easy thing, too, that I never really thought much about. They say select a spot to keep the backpacks and the lunch boxes. Designate a spot for your children to place their school belongings as well as a place to put important notices and information that are sent home for you to see. And you want to explain that emptying their backpack each evening is part of their responsibility, even for young children. You've seen lockers? Well, backpacks are mini lockers.
Yeah.
They're portable mini lockers is what they amount to. So you want to do all those kinds of things, too. They have a bunch of other tips, too, for like the first week of school. Things like to clear your own schedule as well as you can, too, to help the children out, especially if you have young children. Make lunches the night before school if you're going to send your lunch to school with the child. Set the alarm clocks. Make sure they're ready to go. Leave plenty of extra time there, too. And after school, maybe review what they should do when they get home after school. Maybe if you're not there, you know, what should they do? What should happen there? Be specific with young children. Review the school books your child has. Maybe also familiarize yourself with other school professionals as well, so you know what to do. And if there's anxiety involved, just let the kids know you care. Don't overreact. Remain calm and positive. And you want to, you know, arrange things so that you can reinforce your child's ability to cope. And maybe volunteer a little bit in the classroom. If they see you there helping out, you're taking an interest, well, then they'll take maybe more of an interest in things too. And then you've got all those other things like extracurricular activities and whatever else. You know, and I guess as soon as you get your child all figured out and you get their schedule going and you get them settled in, then I guess it's time to sit back and scratch your head and figure out how you're going to make all this
work.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the hard part, it seems like, for a lot of parents is figuring out all the scheduling.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our daughter's playing volleyball. Our son's playing football. We've got another son who's,
How to make it from here to there and on time. And
Yeah, you almost need one of those transporters like they had in Star Trek, where you just stand there and you disappear and
just
you show up someplace
instantly.
Else. Without that, I'm not sure how some of these folks make it all work.
I know.
Yeah, school is...
busy time.
Yeah, not just for the children. For the adults, too. So
yeah.
Be prepared. Be ready to go, because it's happening this week for most of the kids around here.
It's crazy.
It is. It's crazy. State Fair already underway.
Yep.
Folks having a good time with that. Hope you get a chance to get down and visit Des Moines and enjoy some of what Iowa has to offer with the State Fair. That's always kind of a good time.
Yeah.
Unless you're extremely pregnant. And
yeah, you won't find me there this year.
I'm not going to make
walking
it.
Around now.
No.
Well, somebody wants to push me around to all the food places. Wouldn't be so bad.
Hey, you have a husband, right?
Yes, I do.
Hey, there you go. You can wait on me for a change.
That's what he would just love to do.
Oh, I bet he would. He'd be all over that.
I'd probably pick the hottest day, and yeah, that'd be my luck.
Not so much. All right. Well, I hope folks are having a good time with all those kinds of things as they continue to whittle away their summer here as school gets started here shortly. Still some things to do, though. I know you've got a list there of some
of the
activities going on.
There is on Sunday, the Grant Park Opry will host Rockin' Country and special guests. That's August 11th from 4 to 8. And that evening, the music is on the banks of the Nottoway River. Admission is $6, and that goes to support and maintain and improve the Opry stage. They're going to have some future events coming up. Those are on September 15th, Labor Day, and October 13th. They will have a concession stand open, serving Polish sausages, sloppy joes, chips, beverages, and floats, and other desserts. It says attendees should bring their own lawn chairs and they'll have a porta potty on site. So it's the Grant Park Opry, Rockin' Country and special guests on August 11th from 4 to 8, and that's on the banks of the Nottoway River. The annual Hoy reunion will be held on August 11th at 2 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. There's going to be a co-op lunch with the drinks and ice cream furnished, and all Hoy descendants are invited to attend. So that's the Hoy reunion on August 11th at 2 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's their third Thursday summer concert series is coming up. That's on Thursday, August 15th. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Performing is rock and roll band Stone Throw. And also have the produce in the park where there's prepared foods, local produce, kids activities, baked goods, artwork, crafts, and flowers. Just in case it rains, it will be held at Elks Lodge. If you want some more information on that, you can visit the website atlanticiowa.com. So that's the third Thursday summer concert series on August 15th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Also, it's not until September 28th, but the Xarifal Festival is on September 28th. But they're looking for crafters and home-based businesses for the craft show. If you'd like to sign up for that, you can call Martha Hatfield at 712-764-2436. Red Cross Blood Drive is in Griswold on August 15th. That is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that will be held at the Central Church of Christ. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can call Fred or Sandy Hildebrandt at 712-778-2188 to make that appointment. Again, that's Red Cross Blood Drive in Griswold on August 15th from 11 to 5. Also in Griswold coming up is the Griswold Sports Booster Club, their four-person golf tournament and auction. That's on August 17th at 10 a.m. at the Griswold Golf and Country Club. They'll have a lunch available for purchase. Cost is $120 per team, and you just need to call the Griswold Golf and Country Club to sign up your team. They are asking that no one under the age of 21 be allowed to participate. And then they'll have that auction available beginning at 4:30. But you don't have to be golfing in the tournament to attend the auction. That's the Grizzled Sports Booster Club's four-person golf tournament and auction on August 17th at 10 a.m., and that's at the Griswold Golf and Country Club. Over in Macedonia, there's going to be a special Donia Day performance. That's on August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Grist Mill Theater in Macedonia. Bob and Sheila Everhart and their Traveling Museum of Music will perform. It's a fundraiser for the Macedonia Historical Society, and admission is a freewill donation. So that's Bob and Sheila Everhart and their Traveling Museum of Music performing on August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Grist Mill Theater in Macedonia. Now we got some more Red Cross blood drives coming up. On August 21st, it will be in Stanton from 11:30 to 5:30 at the fire station, and then also here in Atlantic on August 22nd from noon to 4 at Molly. Dan Karsher, a well-known Iowa public television personality, public speaker, founding editor-in-chief, retired of Midwest Living magazine, and author of three popular books based on his road trips around the Midwest, will be giving a free presentation at the Allen House in Atlantic at 2 p.m. on August 24th. He's going to share his varied career experiences and extensive Midwest travels, including his favorite destinations in Western Iowa. And you can RSVP to attend that at 712-404-0072. Minden United Church of Christ, their ice cream social is on August 25th. That is from 11:30 to 1:30, and they'll also be serving some hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salads, drinks, homemade pies, and bars, along with, of course, the homemade ice cream. And you can get all of that for a free will donation. That's Minden United Church of Christ ice cream social on August 25th from 11:30 to 1:30. The Audubon County Republican Party annual fundraiser picnic that will be held on August 28th. That's at 6 p.m. at Legion Park Shelter. They do have the U.S. Senate candidates invited, and the cost is $20 per person. That's the Audubon County Republican Party annual fundraiser picnic on August 28th at 6 p.m. at the Legion Park Shelter.
Lots of stuff.
Yes.
Whew, take a breath.
No kidding.
All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll all take a breath, and then we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back at it we go once again. Got a bloodmobile coming up here on the, that's the first day of school.
Oh.
In some places, anyway. August 15th, it's coming up this next Thursday, of American Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, and that's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you'd like to sign up for an appointment, you can call Fred or Sandy Hildebrand at 778-2188. They always take walk-ins, but they do appreciate appointments, too. You know, also something's coming up again this Thursday. Did you mention the Produce in the Park event coming up Thursday?
Yep.
This will be the last one.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
This will be the last one now for the summer. It's the third Thursday concert series. So the vendors will be there from 5 to 7 in the Atlantic City Park. Music from 6 to 8 p.m. They hope to have a lot of folks stop by and pick yourself up one of these little programs that they have, too, because it has some really neat tips inside. Storage tips and how you should store things. I mean, do you know how to actually store some of the fruits and vegetables that you get?
I think I do.
Do you just throw it all in the fridge?
I mean, because some things I don't.
Because that's the wrong way to store some things when you bring them home. But they have a lot of little helpful tips and things in there, too. So it's worth your time. So check that out. And if you want to know more, you can check it out on Facebook, too, at Produce in the Park at facebook.com. You can learn more there, too. Also a sign of the times, with school starting this Friday, August 16th, this coming Friday, the Adair Casey Bomber Booster Membership Kickoff gets started. They'll have a high school volleyball scrimmage in the gym. They'll be selling off reserve parking spaces because you want to be able to park close to the ball fields yep. when it comes time for the games. They'll have grilling in the parking lot, and you can sign up for all kinds of different things. And it's a kind of a meant to be family night, so good times, a lot of good stuff there. Hope you get a chance to do those. Here's another thing that I noticed was coming up here not too far down the road, too. It's the River to River Classic Car Retro Road Trip. It's part of the Highway 6, the U.S. Route 6 Tourist Association. Here in Iowa, they have an event called the Classic Car Road Trip. It says, no interstates, no chain restaurants. Actually, kind of sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But you could have a little bit of fun. They're leaving, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to leave on August 23rd, so it's not too far down the road here. That's a Friday. On August 23rd, they're going to go from Davenport to Newton. And then the next day, on August 24th, they're going to go from Newton to Omaha. And then on August 25th, they're going to backtrack a little bit. They're going to go from Atlantic to Des Moines. And then that'll be the end of it. So it'll be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. And it's kind of an interesting event. They're going to stop at several different places along the way for different things.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at some of the names of the places that they're stopping. It just sounds fun.
Yeah.
They're going to have ice cream at the historic Wilton Candy Kitchen.
Mm.
Or perhaps brunch at the amazing Hill of Beans Bistro. They'll have happy hour at the Ladora Bank Bistro and Winery. There'll be a dinner event at the Classic Deli and Ice Cream Shop. A drive-in movie in Newton on Friday night.
Drive-in movie? Wow, you don't find those.
Have you ever even done that?
I have.
I was afraid they were all gone before you were born.
Yeah, I went to the one in Council Bluffs, I think, quite a few years back, but made it to that one before it went down.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us remember those things from our youth, but a lot of young people have never experienced that. But drive-in movie night on Friday night. They're going to stop at Drew's Chocolates in Dexter, always a
Yum.
Fun place to stop by. They're going to have lunch at the Menlo Cafe. They're going to have dinner at the Wyota Steakhouse. And then they're going to have also stop at the Anita Weathervane Cafe. They'll visit the Freedom Rock near Greenfield. They will have George the Chili King. I assume that's probably for lunch. George the Chili King and Vintage Apparel Contest. And there'll be more stuff there, too. But I just love some of the names of some of those places.
Yeah.
That just sounds like kind of a fun time. So, and they're asking people to dress up in period costumes that kind of, you know, coincide with the car that they're going to be driving.
Oh, that's neat.
So you're going to be zipping through a lot of the little towns, not just kind of seeing the signs, you know, along the interstate, mm-hmm. and you know the towns off in the distance somewhere. Likely you'll be driving through them.
Yeah.
So the old Route 6 ride across Iowa, Davenport over toward the Council Bluffs, Omaha area. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. White Pole Road, you know, you'll have a lot of different opportunities to see a lot of things during the course of your drive along the way. So it should be kind of fun. I think that's kind of a blast from the past
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So, yeah, I hope folks have a good time with that. And if you're not a part of it, if you're not actually riding the ride, well, you can always be out and wave on the way by.
Yeah.
Have a good time with that. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of this month. They'll be making the swing through this area as they move their way through here on that River to River Classic Car Ride.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a few parades here this year at different times. I just love looking at those classic cars.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the older I get, the more I like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because some of that stuff reminds me of my youth.
But... yeah.
But it's just kind of fun. We were talking about it at the in the office the other day, and I made the comment, you know, I almost wish I'd have paid more attention when Dad had his head under the hood and stuff like that. You know, when we were kids, when my uncle had his head under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an uncle that owned a couple of, well, my cousins do now, but my uncle moved to Florida, and he owned a few auto body, well, parts, you know, auto
yeah.
parts stores down there. Did very well for himself there doing that. But, you know, a lot of knowledge and stuff there, too. Oh, I wish I'd have paid more attention when I was a kid. Because if you're going to own one of those classic cars, really the only way to do it effectively is if you can actually work on it a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you definitely need to know how to do it.
Yeah, kind of take care of it and shine it up and stuff. But, boy, some of those are awful neat. Yeah, it's hard to keep a 5-year-old car in decent condition
it
anymore.
Is.
These guys got 50 and 100-year-old cars that are in good shape.
And look brand new still. I mean...
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's fun to see. But, yeah, it's a good time. It's good to see those things. They take a lot of pride in that, too. So,
yeah.
Very good. Well, you got any birthdays this week?
I sure do. We got quite a few. Let's see. The first one here. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Irene Hansen, celebrating her 90th birthday on August 13th. And they're going to have a card shower in her honor. You can send that to her at 312 Durant Street in Harlan, 51537. So happy birthday to Irene Hansen, celebrating her 90th birthday August 13th. And you can send her a card to wish her happy birthday to 312 Durant Street, Harlan, 51537. Happy birthday to Neoma Anderson of Elkhorn. She's celebrating her 90th birthday on August 11th. And her family is also requesting a card shower in her honor. And you can send that to her at the Salem Lutheran Home, P.O. Box 358 in Elkhorn, Iowa, 51535. It says Neoma's family includes six nieces. So happy 90th birthday to Neoma Anderson of Elkhorn on August 11th. And you can send her a card to the Salem Lutheran Home, P.O. Box 358 in Elkhorn, 51531. An open house is planned for Elliot Spetson. He's celebrating his 80th birthday. He's of Harlan. That's an open house for him on Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 3 at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. He has 15 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. So happy 80th birthday to Elliot Spetson of Harlan, celebrating his 80th birthday at an open house on August 17th from 1 to 3 at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Earl Madsen is celebrating his 90th birthday with an open house at the Elkhorn Town Hall. That's on Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 4. And that's hosted by Carolyn and Jerry Larson and Kim and Mike Williams. So happy 90th birthday to Earl Madsen, with celebrating his birthday on Saturday, August 17th, an open house in Elkhorn Town Hall from 1 to 4. The family of Mabel Anderson, they're having a card shower in her honor on August 16th. And you can send her a card to P.O. Box 88 in Lewis, Iowa. Says she has been in the hospital since around Memorial Day, and so she's looking forward to coming home. So happy birthday to Mabel Anderson, celebrating her birthday on August 16th. You can send her a card to P.O. Box, Lewis, Iowa. Over the Salem Lutheran Home, again, Neoma Anderson, celebrating her birthday on August 11th. And also, happy birthday to Melvin Conan, celebrating his birthday on August 11th. Happy birthday to Nola Lunn, celebrating her birthday on August 12th. And happy birthday to Marilyn Prawl, also on August 12th. Those are all over at the Salem Lutheran Home. At the Friendship Home in Audubon, we just have one birthday. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Willa Jensen, celebrating her birthday on August 14th.
Very good. I have one anniversary to share. That's Roger and Judy Schmitz of Westphalia. We'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and that's coming up on August 17th. They'll have a 4 p.m. Mass at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, and they'll follow that up with a reception and dance at the St. Boniface Parish Center after Mass has concluded. So friends and relatives are all invited to stop by. So happy 50th anniversary going out to Roger and Judy Schmitz of Westphalia on their 50th wedding anniversary celebration. Again, that's August 17th at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Good time. Mm-hmm. You know what I remember most about summer vacation? Is that when it first started, we didn't pay much attention to anything. We just, you know, went out, we played right every day and had all the fun we wanted to have. But when all of a sudden the realization came that you're only like a week away,
yeah,
then you're counting days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we have to go back to, it seemed like forever that you had to go back to school when you got out in June. We got out in June.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden September is rolling around and mm-hmm. Yikes, time to go back to school again.
Yeah. Hearing the locusts in the summertime always kind of remind me that summer is about over. I don't know why I remember that, but hearing that, it's like, okay, school should be starting probably
pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Well, for us, where I lived in Dubuque, it was the second batch of the summer of the fish flies.
Oh, yeah.
That would come out of the river and inundate, and it was just a plague on the city.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Once we got past the second coming, they only do it twice a year, second coming of the fish flies, the second coating
right
of the town, then we knew it was getting pretty
close.
You're getting
close, to school.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty close. Well, have fun.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Get them going. Get them ready for school. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.